got to make him welcome.
Yes. Oh.
He's in the studio. It is the man, the myth, the legend, Jake Malby.
Jake!
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys, and thanks for all the support over the journey. It's been epic.
Yeah, well, we'll listen to the journey. 31 marathons in 31 days. Very quickly, we've got to ask, though, how do you feel today, a couple of days after you finished?
Yeah, I'm definitely still a little bit banged up, but that was expected. out of everything, my shoulder's probably the most sore, so I'm going to go get some scans done on that and find out what's going on.
Well, we have been there, you know, checking in on you every day as you do your marathons through the course of August. And here's your journey so far. You wouldn't have heard a lot of this because you've been busy running.
2 years and 8 months ago, Jake Malby was tormented by anxiety and depression and suicidal thoughts, and he found the joy of running. He's now an ultra runner.
Thanks for having me on.
You're running 31 marathons in 31 days. Every day of August, you are running a marathon.
All for a good cause, mental health charity Living. What they do for the community, the least I can do is use my legs to create this much needed awareness for the charity.
Jake, you're a good man. It's very close to your heart. You've suffered, you know, in very horrendous ways.
It was in 2016. It was the toughest time of my life. I was, going to take my life. I've got all the right reasons to be running. One thing I've noticed about this journey, the amount of support, the supporters are what really pulling me through to the finish line, and that just goes to show how much mental health is affected. It's around us. It's everywhere.
Hi, this is Kirsten from Mudjaba. Jake, you are doing such an awesome job.
Hi, this is Leanne from Surfers Paradise. I just want to wish Jake a good run home. Woohoo! Go, guys!
Good luck, Jake, on the home stretch. You're a legend, mate.
Go, Jake!
Good on you, Jake, for running for a good cause. We're all cheering for you.
Good on you, Jake, for raising awareness for men's mental health.
And on Saturday, Jake finished his 31st marathon.
Good on you, Jake! Bye.
Jakey, unbelievable, you've got here. How does it feel?
Oh, it's more than what I ever dreamt it would be. I had a vision of, running 31 marathons. I did that. My final steps up this mountain, I did not think in my wildest dreams I'd see this many people, but that just truly goes to show how much mental health has affected someone in some way, shape or form. So before every morning, I woke up in the morning and read their story before I went on my run, which gave me the strength to complete every run. And I have the community to thank for that and all the people that got involved, because it's definitely given me the reason, the purpose to run. Like, if I didn't have those people to run for and I was running for myself, I'm telling you right now, the task would be far too great for me would have achieved. To be honest, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life, but it's been the most rewarding thing.
Get on your jacket!
What a legend. Yeah, what a legend. We got so many questions, but what do you think?
Man, I'm even more blown away just by all the people phoning in, and, super special. Wow.
I think with everyone donating too, it wasn't only about the donations. You could donate and then put a message of support as well. Words are powerful. They help, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. And that was my big thing. It was donations were definitely going to help Living, but it was the message that I was out there to create. And I mean, I blew the donations with the help of you guys by four times, which is just truly epic.
Yeah, well, we'll take a break. We'll hang around. We've got a couple of questions. We want to know what you learnt about it. Not only that, I want to see that, what have you got plans from here on? Yeah. And you don't have to just run. You've got a couple of great ideas for other people out there who are going through similar battles.
Yeah, that's it. And we'll chat.
Okay. Jake Malby joining us this morning live in studio. It's the first day he hasn't gone for a run at this time in a month.
Oh, it's weird to see you stand still. I don't know what to do.
Get in a treaty.
And what a privilege it is to have this bloke joining us.
Well, Jakey Malby, he's still in the studios here. 31 marathons in 31 days. Unbelievable effort. But I've got to ask, what did you learn personally out of it? You knew it was going to be tough. You ran every day for somebody different who have gone through some tough times. But over that month, what did you learn?
I learned that there is a very supporting community out there for mental health, which, once the conversations start getting spoken about it, everyone just started, jumping on board and, doing everything they can to support myself, which got me to the finish line.
I think with living with their logo, it ain't too weak to speak. You really shone a light on that. I think it's men that hold on to and think they've got to be stoic and strong for their family or friends. You're a beautiful example of a very strong man who's had their battles like so many people do, and you're not afraid.
And me showing vulnerability is one of my greatest strengths.
Like, yeah.
And it's allowed other people to become vulnerable back to me, which is, you know, which has pushed me to every day I, you know, had someone to run for, and that was the reason why I was, you know, putting the feet to the pavement. Like, if I had to run just for myself, it would have been a lot tougher, that's for sure. I don't even know if I would have been able to do it.
Yeah. What about, interesting, on one of our runs, you said to me that you don't have to run. You might find your time out playing golf, going to the gym, whatever it is, but it's really important that you give yourself that time to be able to reflect and have your moment by yourself. And some of it is running, some of it in other ways.
And that's also my message. I don't want people to go put on shoes and go run 31 marathons, you know. Like, it's about being present in the moment, whether it be if you're out surfing and that makes you feel present in the moment, well, surfing's your thing. If it's drawing, you know, drawing's your thing, but running's my thing to keep me in the present moment.
So how's your body? How's it holding up?
Yeah.
Silly question. Yeah.
For the first time I'm not held together by tape, I took all the tape off, and my general hips and knees and ankles are a little bit banged up, which is expected, but if anything, my shoulder's probably the most sore. So.
Carrying everyone on the last day. What did you learn? What's in it now for you? What did you get out of the month, and where do you go from here?
Well, I've actually been in the trade industry for 9.5 years, and one thing I've learned, paycheck at the end of the day is nothing compares to the feelings I've got from helping other people. So now I want to pursue a career in helping people with mental health, and, you know, so I won't be going back to my trade job anymore.
Yay, so. Good on you, mate. Well, I tell you, you're part of the Gold FM family now, so any message you want to get out there, you can come through us, that's for sure, to help out. And the big momentous thing I have to tell you, you don't know about this, and you can tell people for the rest of your life, Spider Everett doesn't hug anyone. He doesn't touch anyone. No. He absolutely hates it. Even his children, he doesn't like it. Yeah. He came to you, didn't he? And embraced you and hugged you. Do you understand how amazing this moment is for you?
And it was amazing having a sporting legend like Spider himself share case. Because at the end of the day, he would know, you know, the time and dedication gone into this, which is why he threw his hand up and wanted to give me a hand.
Look at that. One more hug. Come on. No. 31 marathons. He deserves
it. On the way out.
Come on.
When the cameras are off.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Jake Malby, it's been an absolute privilege, mate, to follow your journey, and well done. Well done.
And thank you guys for, you know, the support, because without you guys spreading the message every day in the car, you know, there's a lot of new following from you guys, which is what it's all about.